Good morning. Radio. Good morning. We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather this morning in the house of the Lord. Thank God for his goodness that we have felt thus far already today. Manifold blessings. Saints of God were able to be out. They're out today. We know that some are away on vacation and others maybe still on their way. Fewer the number, but that's all right. We're still here. Still got more than two. We'll have more than three. And we thank God. Thank God. Amen. And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. So we thank God for that. And we want to ask God's blessings upon the word of God. Sister Holmes online. And we just trust the Lord. I think Sister Lillian and maybe Sister Carol online. And so we thank God for that and ask God's continued blessings to be upon his people this day. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we call upon your precious and holy name. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon your people this day. Thank you for allowing us one more time to be in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the gathering that's here this morning and ask that you would remember our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who are unable to be out this day, dear Heavenly Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Holmes in a special way, Lord God. We have her on phone line, dear Father, and ask that you would bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister's faithfulness, and thank you, Lord God, for her love for you and her love for the saints of God here. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given her victory over the enemy of her soul. And we thank you for her children, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, who have taken her in their care, dear Father, who love her, dear Heavenly Father, and are caring for their mother in every way she stands in need of. And we thank you for that and ask that you would bless each and every one of them. Father God in heaven, thank you for Sister Carol, Lord God. We know if she was able, she would be here, Lord God. But we thank you for this dear sister and thank you for what you're doing for her. Ask that thou would continue. Look down upon our dear sister with favor. Keep her encouraged, Lord God. Help her, Lord, not to get discouraged, dear Heavenly Father, of all the things, dear Father, that are taking place. But Lord, help her to continue to run on for thee, dear Father, because we know you are able to do all things but fail. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her prayer request for her family members, dear Lord, her extended family, Lord God. Remember her dear brother, Lord God, Frank, dear Heavenly Father, whom, Lord God, she calls out his name often, dear Heavenly Father, desiring for him and his family to be saved, dear Heavenly Father, to come out to the house of God. We pray for them, Lord God, and we lift them up to you on behalf of Sister Carol. Likewise, we pray that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God. We thank you for her too, Lord God, not able to get out and failing in body, dear Lord. But we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, whom thou has blessed, dear Heavenly Father, whom thou has brought through many things, dear Lord God, and still bringing her through, dear Lord. We just ask that you would remember our dear sister in every way she likewise stands in need of, dear Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and her finances and everything in her home, Lord God. Ask that you would remember dear Sister Lillian. Remember James Allen. And likewise, dear Heavenly Father, miss seeing him out at the services, Lord God, but we continue to lift him up in prayer to you, Lord God, and know that you're able, dear Heavenly Father, if there's a way, dear Father, that he will be able to be in the house of the Lord. We just ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, you remember Sister Webb, dear Father, lifting our dear sister up to you, Lord God, knowing that this week, Lord God, she has surgery coming up, dear Father, on the 7th, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you go ahead of the doctors. Prepare the way, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that Sister June is counting on you, dear Heavenly Father. She's put all of her faith and trust in you, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to be with our sister. Bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her companion, Mr. Alonzo, Lord God. Remember him in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him being there with her, dear Heavenly Father. We ask likewise that you remember her daughters, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts and remember her grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Webb and ask that you would likewise remember her brother and sister there in Detroit, dear Heavenly Father, not forgetting them, Lord God, knowing that her brother had gone through a surgery himself, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless the entire family, Lord God, and give them what they stand in need of. Father God in heaven, we pray this morning, that you remember all those who have called in, all those who are online, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to their hearts, dear Lord, not forgetting little Infinity. Thank you for what you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, how you touched her in her body, Lord God, and how, Lord God, even on her surgery day, Lord God, she still had a strong voice, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, Lord God, that she had just gotten her tonsils out and her adenoids, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you brought this child through this endeavor, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her mother who was right there by her side, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, we know what she was feeling, dear Father, because we went through the same thing with our child, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, dear Father, that, oh, even though, Lord God, we knew the saints were praying, dear Father, we still, Lord God, had to have shore up our faith in you, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that you brought little Infinity through and asked that you would continue to touch her and heal her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would remember Sister India in a special way. Likewise, dear Father, look down upon our dear sister with favor, Lord God. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. It was good, dear Heavenly Father, to hear her voice on Wednesday night, Lord God. And so we're looking forward to the day, Lord God, when she's able to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Father God in heaven, we pray this morning, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Ferris Day. We thank you for her, Lord God. Remember her family there in Boston, Lord God, and watch over them, Lord God. Bless them in every way they stand in need of. Likewise, remembering Sister Sandy, Lord God, and continue to look down upon her with favor. Remember her family, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember her sons, Lord God, her grandchildren, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the McElroy family this morning, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember all the children, dear Heavenly Father, the grandchildren, Lord God. And remember, Lord God, April McElroy, likewise, dear Father. Father, on the loss of Jay McElroy, dear Father. Lord, we pray for the entire family. Remember his parents, Lord God, and remember, Lord God, his sister, dear Father. And oh, just remember the entire family, Lord God. Comfort them, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We just pray, Lord God, that you would give guidance and direction, Lord God. We would love to see them back in the house of the Lord, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray that you would pray upon their hearts, Lord God, through this death, dear Heavenly Father, that they would think seriously about their souls and where they will spend eternity, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would have thine own way, dear Father, in their lives, dear Father. They know the truth. They know the word of God, dear Father. So we pray and we lift them up to you, dear Father, this day. Remember, Lord God, all the family of God here at Wayne Avenue, Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remember our dear brother Byron and his family as they're traveling for the holiday weekend, Lord God, and ask you grant traveling mercies. Remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God, who have not arrived as of yet, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, and ask that you would bless them with traveling mercies over the highway. Remembering Sister Maria, Lord God, and within the next week or two, Lord God, she's due to have her child within days, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're just thanking you for that and asking that you would bless her too, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We know, dear Father, she's tired in body, Lord God, but she still presses her way to be out, dear Father. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would be with her. Remember her companion. Remember her children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remember all of our children, Lord God. We didn't see them today, but Lord, we're still lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, asking that you would speak to their hearts. Be with them, Lord God. Remember them in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, just remember mankind in general, Lord God, those around this church, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we have been seeing, dear Heavenly Father, the conditions, Lord God, the drugs and alcohol and various addictions can do to souls, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we come up on the house, the parking lot of the church, dear Father, and we see the souls that are laying around on the parking lot and laying on the steps and the stoop, Lord God, and many of them, Lord God, have been out in the night, and we can see, Lord God, they're on some kind of a substance, Lord God, and one was even at the door this morning, Lord God, knocking on the door, Lord God. And, oh, we could see there was something, Lord, wrong, dear Heavenly Father, something that they're on, dear Lord. Oh, Father, we pray for this neighborhood. We pray for these souls, Lord God. Oh, Father, they're in such dire straits right now, dear Heavenly Father. And we lift up our voice to you, Lord God, as the people of God. And we're asking you, Lord God, how do we deal with this situation? How would you have us, Lord God, to help out so many, Lord God, that seem to be, Lord God, in this condition, Lord God? It seems overwhelming at times, Lord God, because, Lord, we know we can't help out everyone, Lord God. We know we can only give them what you have given to us to share with them, Lord God. And Father, the best, most thing that they need is Jesus Christ, Lord God. But, Lord God, they're not looking for to Jesus, Lord God. They're looking to drugs. They're looking to alcohol. They're looking to a fix, their Heavenly Father. This world has given them, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, help us this morning, dear Father, to know how we are to deal with these individuals, Lord God. Father, it's weighing on our hearts and our minds, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we're going to cast our cares on you, Lord God, and ask you to help us, Lord God, to help them in the way you would have for us to do. Father, we pray for these souls, Lord God, and pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep us, Lord God, dear Father, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Thank you, Lord God, for the brothers and sisters of this congregation, and thank you, Lord God, for their love for you, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this morning. Thank you for allowing her to see her 80th birthday this past week, Lord God. And thank you for blessing her, Lord God. She said it was a beautiful day, Lord God, and all the many things that she received, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. We love Sister Regina and ask that you would continue bless her upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know she misses her sister, Lord God, but we just pray, Lord God, that you would touch Sister Carol, Lord God, that she will be able to be back in the house of the Lord soon, dear Heavenly Father. Sooner than later, dear Lord, we beg of thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, remember those in the media room, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Melita and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, as she calls all those to come in to see the, hear the service, Lord God. We ask that you would bless. Remember Sister Ruth in a special way, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to touch her in her body and heal her, Lord God, and body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you would remember our ushers, Lord God. We thank you for them and ask your blessings upon them. Thank you for our trustees, Lord God. And we ask your blessings upon them. What a beautiful job, beautiful men of God, dear Father, that you have blessed this church with, Lord God, and how they work, dear Father. They work together, Lord God, in harmony and unison, Lord God, and keeping the house of God, dear Heavenly Father, in prime condition, Lord God, and doing those things that they can do, Lord God, to your glory and to your honor. Many things are coming up on us right now, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, we've got to seek out your will, dear Lord, and so we just ask that you would bless and be with our trustees in a mighty way. Not forgetting our police officer, Lord God, that's on the parking lot. We thank you for him and ask your blessings upon him. Remember him and his family in a special way, Lord God, this day. Father, we just want to thank you. What a beautiful day you've made. Although it's raining outside, Lord God, but it's still a beautiful day in you, Lord God. A beautiful day to know you, Lord God. A beautiful day to serve you, Lord God, to praise you, to lift up our voices to thee, dear Father, knowing, dear Father, that you have brought us through, dear Heavenly Father, many trials, many tribulations this week, dear Heavenly Father, and to know, dear Heavenly Father, that you're still sitting on your throne of grace and mercy for mankind. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember us this day as we dear Heavenly Father, usher in the services of thee, Lord God. We just ask that you would have thine own way. Remembering Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God, not forgetting her, Lord. We lift her up to you, Lord God, and her family in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remembering Sister Marvinia there in New York, dear Father. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. So good to hear her voice on the answering service, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and be with her. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services. Remember our country. Remember our world leaders, dear Father. Remember our president and vice president, our Congress, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, our Supreme Court and all of our judges and justices, Lord God, and prosecutors, Lord God. They need you, dear Heavenly Father. They're making decisions, Lord God, without you, dear Lord. And so, Father, some of these things are going to have some reaping days, Lord God, because we're sowing some things, dear Heavenly Father, that are going to cause, dear Father's distress in the land, dear Father. But, Lord, we know that you're able to do all things but fail us. So have thine own way, Lord God. We just want to thank you for Sister Blake this morning. And we know, Lord God, that she's wearing several hats today, Lord God, in the absence of Brother Byron. But we thank you for her, Lord God. She's truly, Lord, a warrior of the cross, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the victory, Lord God, over the enemy of her soul, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she leads the devotional service. Bless her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Remember little dog Max, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, that you would touch him, Lord God, if it's your will to heal him, Lord God. If it's not, if your will, Lord God, to take him down, Father, we just pray that you would bless and be with Sister Millicent, dear Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs, their Father. We know that we didn't have the children here today, but, Lord God, we just ask for them and ask that you would bless them in a mighty way. Remember Brother Robert and his family, likewise, dear Father. Don't see him as of yet, but, Father, we're looking for those to come out. We don't see Mr. Dalton, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for Sister Kiva, Lord God, and oh, Father, just so many. We just lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to continue to run on this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now have thine own way in the services today, and we will be so careful this day to give your name the praise, the glory, the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
We turn in our worship to the Lord to page 223.
Amen.
He is Lord. 223.
He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall
goodness to us today. It's good to be able to come together once again in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Glad to see those who are here. We know there are others who are on the phone, others who have called in and are online. We thank God that He is here.
Amen.
It is most important that He is here because we brought Him with us.
Amen.
Amen. In our hearts. So we give God glory this morning. Just thank Him for all of His goodness, all of His goodness to us.
Amen.
Amen. We give honor to our pastor this morning, Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her faithfulness in the Word, for her faithfulness in the love of God.
So we ask God for special anointing on her this day. Pray for those, keep a prayer on our heart for those who we pray are on their way. The Lord will allow them to arrive safely. But it's good to be here in the house of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've come with an expectation. We've come expecting a blessing. We've come believing that God is able to pour out what we need
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Now, there may be others who say, well, men or people who say, well, I don't know what you need, but the Lord knows
Amen.
What we need.
Amen.
Many times even before we do. So we thank God for his goodness. Our responsive reading is found in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. First John chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. Thank God for his word. And we will read responsibly. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth.
Amen.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one.
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son.
He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Together, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
So we see these things are written for us.
Yeah.
Amen.
For us to know. Amen.
Amen. That we may know and believe. Amen. Thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord for his precious promise
Amen.
Of eternal life. In order to have that, we have to believe. I'm going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. We know that when we make a request of God, we have to believe.
Amen.
We know there are many times when Jesus did healing, when Jesus would say, according to your faith, be it unto you. And there were some who perhaps did not get the full healing because their faith was small.
Mm-hmm.
We want the Lord to do according as we believe, and we're going to have to believe in a big way. Believe all that the Lord has said. But this time, we're going to ask, as we make our requests, believing, if you would express them either by word of mouth or lifted hand. Sister Regina.
Pray for Chase Diesel. They did sound a lady dead around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for my birthday. The saints. Beautiful. Your colors.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you too, Sister
Amen.
Regine. Amen. Remember, she's thanking the Lord for his blessings to her for her birthday, and she said, "Thanks are still coming." Thank God for that. And we know it's truly a blessed. God truly has blessed you, and praying for more and more and more blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, JC Village where she lives. Someone was found dead. Just around the corner from her. So remember that area much in prayer. You know, it's just a sad thing now. Sometimes you're going somewhere or you have to go to the doctor or something, you don't know, but that before you get back, you know, there may be police tape somewhere where they found another body on the street. These are the times that we live in. So pray for JC Village and Sister Regina in particular. God will keep his hedge of protection
Amen.
All around her. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Sister Smith said, remember her sister who has laryngitis. Remember her in her soul and in her body, and praying and expecting, for, as Sister Smith said, good preaching from Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
Remember her in prayer.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb said, remember her. She's preparing for her surgery, and she asked a special prayer for her grandchildren. Please
yes.
remember that.
Amen. Sister Webb, as she's preparing for surgery, special prayer, and as Sister Jenkins prayed, I believe the 7th of this month, their surgery is scheduled, and a special request for her grandchildren. Remember her grandchildren in prayer.
This is Sister Holmes.
Yes.
And I thank the saints for their prayers on my behalf, and I ask that they continue them because I am blessed by their prayers.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Brother Jackson.
Sister Carol, thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy. I thank the Lord for what he has done in my life and how he has blessed me. I pray for these over here in this all the workers and things here in this vicinity here. Just ask that the Lord have his way and pray that the nurses and staff here do a better job in that part. But God knows he's going to watch over me and take care of me. I have no doubt. I love the saints. Continue. Remember me in prayer. Just thank you for it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Jackson.
For me, I would probably be for the Brother James, I probably
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 Brother Jackson desires prayer. He'll be traveling to California to see about his brother and to check into his business affairs and so on. Remember him much in prayer for traveling mercies. Give that the Lord would direct him in this, as Brother Jackson said, he would have to go down and talk to people that he doesn't even know and try to figure out what's going on with his affairs, so with his brother James's affairs. So remember him much in prayer. We're praying also that his son William would be able to go with him, and that they'll be able to, that the Lord would show our dear brother what he must do in order to be a help, and as brother said, to plant some seeds into the hearts of not only his brother James, but other people that Brother Levesque will encounter, that they will see the godliness in him, and that God would prevail. God will work it out. We know that God is able.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Other requests. Remember Sister Lily in her body. She's just swelling in her feet up again. So remember her. Remember her in her body. Lord will bless and touch her. Amen. All general requests. You all need something from the Lord.
Amen.
And Brother Jackson, would you take us to the throne of grace?
Amen.
If anyone has a special need, we know that God's able to hear a humble cry, and we come to an altar or kneel at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
And just pray for, and from week to week, different ones, pray for the one who's been called to pray.
Amen.
Call whoever was the one that's been called to pray for them, that the Lord will give them, the Spirit of God will give them utterance, and the Lord will pray through them.
Yeah.
Amen. Not only today, but Every time we come together.
Amen.
Can we turn to page 335 in the Worship of the Lord? 335. Near to the heart of God. 335. I'll sing all three verses and then the chorus. Repeat the chorus a couple times.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot forever, near to the heart of God. Near to the heart of God. near to the heart of God.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, truly we thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, giving you the most highest praise that anyone could ever have, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for life. Thank you for the steps that you provided for us, that we find ourselves here, rather than sitting at home waiting to shoot some fireworks off or entertainment from TV or whatever. There's no other place on this earth that we would rather be, dear Heavenly Father, though we are few in numbers. And I'm counting all those, dear Heavenly Father, that are tuned in on the broadcast to the cell phones, dear Heavenly Father, that was not able to make a prayer request, but have a prayer on their heart, dear Heavenly Father, asking that your ministering spirit will receive those, dear God. And I want to thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us each and every single day.
Amen.
Thank you for the thundering and lightning, dear Heavenly Father, that brought the rain, dear Heavenly Father, that the flowers, dear Heavenly Father, to open up, dear God. And oh, just thank you for so many things that people don't even think about. They wake up complaining and murmuring and all other kind of things. Lord, I thank you for the sunshine.
Amen.
I thank you for allowing me to rise early in the morning before the sun even rises to meditate, dear Heavenly Father. And through the midnight hours, dear Heavenly Father, singing a sweet song of Zion, praying, dear God, I love you, Lord. And all of us here, we feel the same way. We have the same heart and compassion for you, my Lord. So I just ask that you would remember the few in number and all those who are listening on the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. And Father, I ask that you allow each and every one to get their portion, dear Heavenly Father, as you have given the word to Pastor Renee, dear God. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Regina's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, about an apartment complex and the birthday that you've given her, dear Heavenly Father, and listening to her, dear Heavenly Father, and saying that they found someone dead around the corner close by to her. And Lord, even here in this church, I haven't forgotten about the man across the street that used to come here. And Lord, death is all around us each and every day, but your strong hand of compassion and love that you have for us, I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we all gave our hearts to thee, dear Heavenly Father, while there was still breath in us. And we've seen the way, dear God, and then still following on. I ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith and her prayer request, dear God, and about her family members, and remember her and her walk with thee, dear God. And I ask that you remember all those back in the radio room, Sister Melita, and she didn't give a prayer request, but remember her. You know how she loves her family and prays for them all the time, dear Heavenly Father. And as you increase her faith, dear Heavenly Father, that she would continue to walk up right before them, that she may be a solid witness, dear God, for them. And Lord, I ask that you remember Sister Renee's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, that she's given. There's many on the sick list, dear God, and I ask that you remember each and every one of them. I ask that you remember Sister Patricia Blake standing by her side this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that she would continue to grow, dear Heavenly Father. All these, my brothers and sisters who I labor with, I can speak for them, dear Heavenly Father, because I see and I know, and the word says, know those who labor among you. And Lord, I just thank you for it, because the spiritual strength, even though we're few in number, but you, it lifted you up to look down and see that your people are still faithful, dear Heavenly Father, that you can, like Joe, have you considered my servant, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, and I ask that you remember Sister Millicent, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, in her house. I ask that you remember Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, down at the door. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember Officer Jamie outside, dear Heavenly Father. I see people walking around, coming to the door, and I thank you for him, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask you to keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father, as he does his duty out there. And just remember each and every one of us, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. And your dear blessings I ask upon me for direction, dear Heavenly Father. I'm putting all this into your hands because I have no idea. I got some thoughts that you've given me how to start. But Lord, let your will be done in this. In Christ's name I pray, dear God. And I'm going to continue to trust in you and work with the attorneys and the Heavenly Father, the nurses and doctors, and also the my brother James, and this is all that he may, you know, have his heart right with you. No bitterness in it. No unforgiveness, dear Heavenly Father. It's never too late, dear God, that to ask the Lord if there's something wrong. And only and he knows. He knows his own heart more than I do. I know him as a brother in the flesh. But inside of his heart, I do not know him, dear God, only what he says, and only you. So remember him as that you remember my son, William, as he travels alone with me. And I really thank you, Lord, for him. And I talked to him yesterday. He was going through the mountains of Montana, dear God, and on his way to New York, and hopefully to be back here sometime during this 17th, that he'll be able to go down with me. And if not, dear Heavenly Father, I'm going to go because my brother needs me, and I want to be there for him. So Lord, remember this service at hand, and continue to bless us, dear Heavenly Father, and that your will be done in each and every one of our lives. And remember Sister Lawrence Steen. I knew she's downstairs, I believe, for a prayer request. And remember Jasmine. I seen her come in. Lord, as she's growing up, dear Heavenly Father, and as a young teenager, dear God, and driving, a lot of things are going to be crossing her path now, dear Heavenly Father. But give her the right guidance and stuff. She's been faithful coming to Sunday school and the church here, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to walk with her. And remember Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request that she put forward. Thank you, Lord, for allowing her to hear the word, which continues to make all of us grow, not only her, but it strengthens, dear Heavenly Father. And remember her family members, dear Heavenly Father. They see the faith that their mother has. I know that they have an event planned for her coming up. I think it's the middle of this month. I ask that you be with that meeting, dear Heavenly Father, and that gathering, dear God. And remember all those on the prayer list, dear Heavenly Father. And when this day is over or we leave this house here, dear Heavenly Father, we're going to continue to glorify you and lift you up in every phase of our walk and our going and coming. As that you remember Sister Maria, Brother DeAndre, Lord, and Lord, bless the child, dear Heavenly Father. I was hoping that I'll be able to see, maybe get a picture of the child before I leave, dear Heavenly Father, and oh, remember her and Liam and Tatum, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Tony, dear God, and Brother Maurice. Remember him as we work on these projects, dear Heavenly Father. We got things pretty much under control. Just have to wait in right time, right place. It's always there, and don't want to rush things. Want to make sure we're doing everything right before you, dear God. And thank you for this day you've given us. And thank you for the rain and everything that you do for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God.
Amen. I'm before you to pray for the offering.
Amen.
As we bring our tithes and offerings into the Lord's storehouse.
Amen.
Thank God for all that he has provided for us.
Amen.
Thank God for how he oversees us.
Amen.
Just thank God.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God. See, Sister Maria and Tatum coming in.
Amen.
Thank God for them. Bless the Lord. This is the first Sunday of the month. So the plate that's in the center will receive the offering for benevolence. And our tithes and offerings may be placed on either side.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all the prayers that have been rendered thus far this day, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bind them together as one prayer. We pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, and keep us, Lord, in your care. Lord, we know, dear God, that anything that we have, Lord, you have given to us, dear Father, because we know that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from thee. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise and thanks, dear God. So, Father, it is our privilege, dear God, it is our honor, Lord, to bring in our tithes and offerings into your storehouse, Lord, realizing, dear God, that we are merely giving back, dear God, to you that which is already yours. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver. We pray, Lord, that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply, dear God, even these tithes and offerings, Lord, as you see fit, dear Father. For Lord, you see, dear God, those things, dear God, that must be done. And Lord, you already know, dear God, what the expenditures will be. And we know, Lord, that you are fully able, Lord, to provide, dear God, for those things that are in your will. So we pray, Lord, that your will be done in all things, dear God. That you would give us wisdom, dear Father, for what to do, dear God, and how to do it. And, Lord, that you would again multiply, dear Father, as only you can. Lord, that others, even those who are looking on, dear God, might realize that we serve a great God and that our Father is rich. Have your way in us, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Ever new through every land, light the peace and cross the ways. Onward is our Lord's command. Tinted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for the give the wind a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice,
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Psalm Point said, this our song of victory. Jesus saves. Amen. Let me take my mind back to that song, Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
That's the only place we can have victory is in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Christ. Amen.
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 At this time, where shall we stand just for a moment? We want to lift up our pastor in prayer before she comes before us. We know that she's looking to God in order to bring the word to us. We know that she's not relying on her own strength, but she's going in the strength of the Lord.
Amen.
We know she's not bringing her own ideas or opinions, but she's bringing the truth of God's word.
Yes.
And so we're going to take her before the Lord, asking his blessing and anointing be upon her. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that you have given us another opportunity, Lord, to come together to hear your eternal word, Lord, to receive it, Lord, into our hearts and into our minds, dear God, Lord, that we might obey it, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing would be upon our dear pastor, Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would touch her body, dear God, even her, help her to stand, dear God, without pain. Help her to preach, dear God, without any kind of impediment, dear Father, from the enemy. Lord, we rebuke the enemy, dear God, who would even try to bring a stumbling, dear God, in our hearts or in our understanding. We rebuke the enemy of our souls, dear God, Lord, that your spirit might have free reign in Pastor Jenkins, Lord, and that she might preach the word of God with boldness. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just anoint her, dear God, Lord, and give her power, dear Father, from on high, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, and open our understanding, dear God. Open our eyes, dear God. Lord, for those who are listening, dear Father, who don't know you, dear God, and the pardon of their sins, Lord, that your word, Lord, would be a light to them, dear Father. Lord, that would help to bring them out of darkness, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Have your way, dear God, and help us listeners, dear God, to receive your word, dear God, and with an understanding heart, dear Father. Lord, that we might know, Lord, how to live before we die. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Well, we're still just ahead of morning. I should say good morning, but it's almost noon. We thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the devotional service, giving honor to God this day, giving honor to this congregation. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and thank God, even as Sister Blake was saying downstairs today, she said, you know, one of her blessings is the blessings to have a family of God like we have here, and so thank God for that. I thank God for Sister Blake and her faithfulness and your faithfulness to the cause of Almighty God, because truly God has been good to us. Amen. He has blessed us. You know, we may be few in number, but we thank God we're here. We're fervent in spirit, because God is able to do all things but fail. I trust you have your Bibles with you or in our hearing this morning. We read 1 John, the 5th chapter, 1 through 13. And we thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the Spirit of God, knowing that we are in the last of the last days and perilous times are upon us. The perilousness of times is showing us how mankind has basically deserted Almighty God. Basically, they don't want to have anything to do with God except when they're going through something. But I believe God, and I believe his word. I believe what he has said in his word, and I trust his word. We'll go back to 1 John 5, verse 13, Lord bless, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. Lord bless. 1 John 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God,
that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject this afternoon. Keep believing. Keep believing. On last Lord's Day, our message was titled, Jesus, a Place of Rest. And in closing, we asked the question, have you RSVP to Christ's invitation? And during the closing exhortation, as Sister Blake was closing out service in prayer, and the Lord God was showing me some additional things. He wanted me to let everyone know that all of us have received this invitation. God has invited each of us to be a part of his family through faith in Jesus Christ. In John, the first chapter, verse 12, we are told these words, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You see, to believe in his name means to accept everything that the Bible teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ. This includes that he was sent by God to pay the price for our sin, that he is the Word of God made flesh, who dwelt among us and died as the sacrificial substitute for the sin of mankind. And by faith, we have received the gift of salvation, forgiveness, healing, and deliverance. You see, faith in the name of Jesus means trust in his person. We trust in his sacrifice. We trust his salvation. A son of God is simply a child of Almighty God. And replying to his invitation, we have eternal consequences for all. In John 3, verse 16 says, in part, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Sister Maria's closing prayer last Lord's Day, she made mention of what an RSVP contains for those who receive one. You either accept the invitation or you reject it. So how does one RSVP God? A positive reply means you recognize that you are a sinner and that you need salvation. And you know that you are now seeking God for forgiveness and that you're willing to turn away from your sins, that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross and rose from the grave, and that you must make a confession with your mouth and receive him into your heart and life and begin to follow his ways. You see, God will only pursue a positive response, but he won't force it. This way of salvation is not forced upon anyone to come to Jesus Christ. He gives us free choice and free will. We're told in Joshua 24, verse 15, to choose you this day whom ye will serve. You see, it's up to us, each and every one of us, to RSVP to God's invitation. It cannot be done by someone else. Someone else cannot RSVP for you and send it in or send it up to Almighty God. But you've got to make your reservations with Almighty God by falling down on your knees before him and giving your life over to Almighty God if you want to be a part of the family of God. And the benefits are eternal. The benefits are eternal life, and you won't regret it in the end. I truly thank God for what he gave me from the message on last Lord's Day to share today before we start out in our message. You know, saints of God, I believe it's been for the last, and I'm going to say few weeks, or maybe it's been about a month, we have heard death upon death that has happened. Some of us it's happened directly to, and other of us it's been through one of the saints of God who have lost a loved one. We just heard this past Friday that a former member that used to attend regularly, went home to be with the Lord on Friday. But they had left out of the world. Saints of God, people are leaving God, are leaving this world in droves right now, so to speak. And many are leaving and they don't know the Lord and the free pardon of their sins. They don't know God Almighty. And you may say, well, Sister Renee, are you making a judgment? God, no, this is what the Spirit of the Lord has given to me. My heart has been heavy these last few months when I see that so many miss out on the services and miss out not because they're sick, because we do have some that are really sick and that are not able to be in the house of the Lord. But many are missing out for various things, and many are not coming for various reasons. And because, well, I want to stay home, I'm being still because God is showing me to be still. God doesn't say for us to be still and stay at home. But God wants us to be with the brothers and sisters in the Lord and come out to hear the word of God. Our ballparks are full. Our neighborhoods, where we're living right now, as Brother even mentioned in the prayer, many are staying home and getting ready for the 4th of July celebration, which is on, I believe it's Tuesday of this week. And then on Monday, they have the big celebration downtown. I was listening to them, and they were saying how people come and stake out their places days in advance. People are sitting out there on the lawn right now waiting to make sure that they have a perfect spot for their family to be able to view the fireworks that are going to come, Lord willing, on tomorrow evening. But what about your soul? What about coming and staking out your place in the house of God where you're going to sit and hear the word of God, knowing that this is the only soul you have, and at any time you can be called home into glory. You can be called out of this life. And God could say, as he said to the rich young man, thy soul, he called that soul that evening. Where will you spend eternity if God calls you? You may say, well, Sister Renee, these are pleasure things. These are things that we do to find entertainment. And I know many have now made Sundays their fun day. Oh, that's the day we have fun with our children. We've worked all week long, and Saturday we're cleaning the house, and on Sunday is our fun day. Nobody has time for God until something catastrophic happens in their lives. And then they want to know about God. But saints of God, I say to the lost, if you're playing God that way, you won't win. Oh, you are not going to win at all. Because God knows the thoughts and hearts of every mankind. He knows the intents of heart. And so it behooves us to not to try to outwit God. Amen. In our scripture reading this morning, we are given an assurance of our salvation in Christ Jesus. John said there in 1 John the 5th chapter, verse 13, these things. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, it is important for those of us that believe to keep on believing in the God of our salvation. Amen. Saints of God, there is so much doubt and confusion in our world today about salvation. And so much doubt and confusion about what it means to be saved. Many who once stood for truth, many who once stood for righteousness, have fallen from their walk with the Lord. I shared with Sister Millicent and Sister Blake this past week how I was so uplifted when I received my quarterly remnant publication that comes in the mail from the Church of God there in Mount Tabor, Ohio. Page after page. In this publication, they spoke about the things that we have been teaching in Sunday school, the things that we have been speaking about in morning messages on Sunday morning, Wednesday night Bible study, Saturday food pantry messages. Sister Blake, in her exhortation after the message, after the morning messages and Wednesday night, even the messages that are coming out in the morning, the Bible study week from Brother Levester and Brother Maurice. I told them that that is how it should be in the church of God. We are to teach the same doctrine, the same message of salvation. If any of us would go out of town and visit a place that said they were the church of God, we ought to be able to hear the same messages that are being preached at home. It shouldn't be anything that's foreign to our ear. In one of the messages in the publication, there was a brief summary that coincided with the survey that Brother Maurice had presented to us at Bible Study Week. And also when Sister Millicent had prayed at one Tuesday prayer meeting, the survey told of churches that were now closing down because of lack of attendance after the COVID outbreak. Many people are finding it more convenient to stay at home than to come to the house of the Lord. How many now feel that they don't need God in their lives? The percentages were astounding to me. How people do not know whether they are saved or not. They don't know. If you ask them, they might say, I believe I am a Christian. I hope so. I was baptized when I was a child. I said to both sisters that the Spirit of the Lord showed me that this was a time of shaking. When we went through COVID, saints of God, that was a time when God, a temporary shaking to let us see where we were going to stand, whether we're going to continue to run on for the Lord or were we going to allow this virus and the various things to take us away from our steadfastness in God. You see, our Heavenly Father is speaking from heaven right now to souls. God is trying to wake up souls. I shared with the sisters this morning when I came in, and I know they have now in the neighborhoods, you can have fireworks and various things. And in my neighborhood where I reside, my husband and I, oh, the neighbor, they have so many fireworks. It was banging so loud, and they were just rapid like a fire. They were going off so much. I laid down around 10-something, and they were still going off, and it was like at 12 o'clock before the fireworks stopped. Oh, and they were bam, 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 all over. I mean, just rapidly. Sound like they were just inside of my backyard or maybe in the front yard out there on the driveway. And then I said, as soon as I thought I had gotten a little off the sleep, then the good Lord began to speak. Oh, the weather, the thunderstorm. Oh, it was shaking the house so it woke me up. All I could hear was bam, and I began to pray. I said, God, you are speaking right now. Oh, and he was speaking even because, he, you know, God is the one that speaks through the storm. He speaks through the rain. He speaks through the snow. He speaks, saints of God, warning mankind. That's a powerful thing to see the lightning and strike it at your window and waking you up. Oh, saints of God, I can remember the late Elder Wilbur would say to us, this is preliminary judgment time. God is speaking to souls to come to him, to believe on the name of Jesus Christ. You see, right now we're seeing in our world around us, so-called stable structures are being tested. Some are crumbling, going down to the ground. Many are falling. They show that their service was fleeting. It was temporary in God. They're not able to stand even in the midst of a little shaking that we went through with COVID. Psalms 127 says to us in verse 1, it said, except the Lord build the house, it says they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, it says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You see, our human endeavors are a waste of time if they do not have the blessings of Almighty God. You Bible students know the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis, the 11th chapter. You see, after the flood, God had commanded humanity, in Genesis 9, he said to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. However, humanity decided to do the exact opposite of what God had said for them to do. And saints of God, we are seeing that same thing happening right now today. God says to do thus and so, but mankind wants to do the opposite. And then they are faced with the consequences of their sins. But in the Bible story, the Babylonians wanted to build a city tower whose top, they said, may reach unto heaven and to make themselves a name. But God disrupted the work. And he disrupted it by confusing their language, that they could no longer understand one another. The city was never completed. And I ask you to read it in your leisure. And the people were dispersed all over the face of the earth. You see, you can't build outside of the will of God and say it is the church of God. This is why what we are seeing today, saints of God, some churches of God that once stood for truth and righteousness and holiness, they're falling away from it. They're devising plans that are not God's will. They're now embracing the things of this old world. They're subverting. The word of God tells us whole houses. The Bible says in Titus 1 verse 11, teaching things they ought not to teach for filthy lucre's sake. But the true church of God is still standing strong in the Lord. Praise our God. The people of God are still believing the truth of God's eternal word. The Bible says in Hebrews the 12th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says in verse 22 of that scripture, he said, but you are come unto Mount Zion. Praise God. He said, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Do you see yourself there, saints of God? He said, and to an innumerable company of angels. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, this is what we came to when we came to Almighty God. When we came to God and we gave our lives over to him and said, Lord, I want to live for you. We came to unto Mount Zion. We came unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made per praise. Our God. We're not still down in the gutter of things, but oh, we're in the city of Mount Zion. He went on to say in verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling and speaketh, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Then he said, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. And many right now are turning away from God. He said, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Oh, saints of God, let us not get comfortable and forget to put on the whole armor of God. You see, we need it in this day and time in which we are living right now. We need to know what thus saith the Lord. You see, the perilous times of 2 Timothy 3 are upon us right now. There is a moral crisis in America right now. I have no doubt that things will get worse in the near future. All this open hostility toward Christians will increase, saints of God. Some brethren might even lose their jobs because of their stand for their convictions on the things that are going on in this world. Others might find their careers are stymied because of overt anti-Christian hatred. Churches might face the loss of tax exemption if we don't accept or receive certain things. Believers may be demoted on their jobs. They may be downsized. They may be ostracized and ridiculed for your belief and stand in the things of Almighty God. All Christians who dare to speak out against the prevailing tide that's being right now will be vilified on social media forums. People will go out on Facebook and Instagram and various things and put out things there about the family of God. Some will receive even threatening phone calls. Some may even receive things in the mail. That's the time in which we are living right now. But I told Sister Blake, and I was sharing with her this morning, as Sister Smith and I were coming into the house of the Lord, there were these young people, and they were walking by the church, and they were making fun. They saw us, and they said, oh, is the church open? Praise the Lord. And they were just making fun about it. But the lady, and there was an older lady and a man that were there with them, and she began to chastise them. She said, you don't play with the things of God. You don't play with God's thing. You don't say things about the church. And I said to Sister Smith, there's still some that believe and understand that you don't play around with God. These young people may not have known better, but she sat right there and she told them, and they stopped. They didn't continue on doing it. After she said something to them, and I said, I thank God. We didn't have to say anything. Oh, but the enemy fought the battle for us. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we're living in a time right now that we're going to be disappointed, even by those who once stood with us and claimed the name of Jesus Christ, because many are caving in to all the things that are going on. They're caving into the gay marriage position. Oh, and then later on in time, we'll probably hear some of them come up and try to find in the Word of God some way to be able to say that they support men getting married to men. But they've never discovered that in the previous 2,000 years. They've never seen it in the Word of God before. You may say, well, Sister Renee, is this political? No, this is how the Spirit of the Lord is using current events in our society to show us that our world is in a bad state of affairs right now. When you don't know Jesus, you are in a bad state of affairs. You are in a sad condition. And it's sad that we are living in a day when many who profess to believe do not know for sure if they believe in God anymore. Some say they believe that they are saved because they were baptized as a child. But many have said they've never made a confession to righteousness. They've never had a little talk with Jesus. Many of them were told that when you were 2 months old, we had you christened or we had you baptized. That is not of God, because baptism is an affirmation to salvation. It's an affirmation to say that I've got a new life. I'm now living a new life in Christ Jesus. I'm burying that old life, and I'm now rising with Christ Jesus. Now that I've come up, I've arisen with him. That's what baptism is saying. It's not for us to come and baptize a child. Oh, yes, we will bless children. We will pray over children, and we can anoint children because of our faith in Almighty God. We want our children to be all they can be for the Lord in this life. Oh, I was speaking with a lady on yesterday. I had to take Tatum to a party and a birthday party. And I was there speaking to the grandmother, and they had asked her to say prayer over the food. And so she prayed. She prayed a beautiful prayer. And then she said to me after she prayed, she said, well, I didn't know what to say, but she had said some good words in the prayer. And then she was telling me, she said, the sad part about it was my grandchildren that I'm sitting here seeing right now. Now, she was a great-grandmother, so she was older than me, and I'm a grandmother. But she was saying, she said, I know that I will not be able to see these children grow up. She said, because of my age. She said, and my fear is for my grandchildren in this world in which we are living right now. That's why Jesus said, weep not for him, but weep for your children. We're in a time right now, saints of God, that people are riding the spiritual yo-yo. They're up and down, in and out. They don't know what they believe. They want the blessings of salvation without the commitment to the things of Almighty God. Saints of God, this is what happens when the ministry fails to preach and teach the unadulterated word of God. And they choose to take a more tolerant stance of sin when they have itchy ears, leading them away from the Bible into the depths of moral compromise. We're told in Romans 1, verse 22, it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You see, this is what happens when man turns on the Lord. He closes his eyes to the truth of God's word. The devil has him to believe that he's wiser than God. His perception of himself is that he has God all figured out and then out and all the bases covered. Not so. The Bible tells us these words in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and verse 25. He said, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. You think about it. Oh, this is what the Bible is saying. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. You see, no one can outwit, outsmart, or outmaneuver God, even on our best day, saints of God. God is still sovereign. You see, when Moses said in Exodus, the third chapter in verse 13, these words, turn with me there for a moment. He said, when I come unto the children of Israel, praise our God. Praise our God. When I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Oh, and God said unto him, unto Moses, I am that I am. Praise our God. When God told him that I am sent thee, he was conveying to him his dominion over all things, that God is the self-sufficient, self-sustaining God who was, who is, and who will be. Do we believe that, saints of God? He created the world without any of our help from any of us, and he is still in control today. No matter what we see happening all around us, God is still in control. God is still on his throne. God is still able to issue whatever God says is going to happen. If he makes a command, it is going to come to fruition. Turn back to Romans, the first chapter. You see, God let mankind know that while they think they are so smart, they are nothing but fools in God's eyes. You see, man says no to God, and then he turns around and invents things that he wants to worship. But look at what it says there. Notice verse 23 of Romans 1. It said, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. See, now we can see how mankind, the downward course that mankind has now taken. Notice that when man steps away from Almighty God, he doesn't evolve. He begins to devolve. He doesn't progress upward, but he regresses downward, letting us know that a life without God is a life that is on a downward pathway. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, what does this have to do with us keeping on? But saints of God, we are coming to a time right now where mankind is changing up everything. Mankind is not wanting to change the King James Version. They want to take this Bible out of existence. There are so many translations out there right now that they have changed up the very thing that the foundation or the things that are of God in the Word of God. They have switched them around and changed them up that you cannot even recognize the scriptures. They are incorporating things into the Word of God that is not there. What are you saying? Why? Because they want us to embrace the society in which we are living in right now. Embrace all of these things that are going on in our society today. Oh, saints of God, I know it well, because that's what they were trying to do on my job when I was there. They were talking about inclusion, meaning including all of these things. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Yeah, God created all mankind, but God did not create you in the condition in which you are in. My Bible tells me my God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. God made us holy. God made us righteous. It was the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden when they partook of the forbidden tree that brought mankind down. But oh, God had a remedy, saints of God, and that remedy is Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, then give the glory and honor to God. Come to Almighty God. Lift him up and continue to believe, because we're getting ready to go through something in this world in which we are living right now. Praise our God. Lift our God up. Don't allow people to tell you, oh, I was born this way. But if you were born that way, then be born again and believe in Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, to the lost this afternoon. The Bible says this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This message of salvation has come to you. Don't turn away from Almighty God. Turn with me to Luke, the 4th chapter. Jesus, in this passage of scripture, lets us know that he came to this world with a job to do, a job to perform, and he is still performing that job. His word is still going forth, and I thank God that he has given it to us. I thank God, saints of God. We're not going to compromise on the word of God, but we're going to preach the word of God, regardless of who shows up, regardless of who wants to come. We've got to teach the word of God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We're going to lift him up, saints of God. We're going to continue to run on for the Lord. Praise our God. Look at what it says there in verse 18 of Luke, the 4th chapter. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, the Spirit of the Lord, he said, is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken. This is what Jesus came to do. He said he healed me. He healed the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of spirit to the blind, to set at liberty them that are burned. He said bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, the acceptable year of the Lord is not a literal year per se, but rather a space of time. Amen. That God is giving his grace, his mercy, and his favor to mankind for the healing, the deliverance of man's soul. Deceptive year of the Lord literally refers to God's restoration of God's people. And that's what Jesus is letting us know, that he came bringing restoration. He came to fulfill the prophecy that Isaiah prophesied over 600 years earlier. He came to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. He went on to say, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Why? Because Christ was there with them. Amen. He went on to say, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? You see how the devil can blind your eyes? When the word of God will go forth in spirit's power, the devil will have you thinking about your grocery list. He'll have you thinking about something that's outside of the will of God, not something that you need to be thinking about. But when God is speaking, God is trying to get souls to turn to him. God wants them to know that this day is this scripture. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Saints of God, I know that I'm not sharing anything new with you today, but these messages are important. I did not know how the Spirit of God was going to lead me with this. However, I'm giving it to you as he has given it to me. You see, we live in a world where very few people right now seem to have any kind of real certainty about anything. Look at all the chaos, confusion, disruption, and turmoil that erupted over the Supreme Court rulings this past week. People are outraged. During this past week's morning messages, one of the scriptures the Spirit gave me is found in Psalms, the 11th chapter. Those who receive the morning message, I ask you to bear with me for a moment. Praise our God. The psalmist asked the question in verse 3. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, he said, what can the righteous do? Let us understand what David is saying here. The foundations that he is speaking about is not the church of God and what foundation it was built upon. You see, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, it tells us, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. We're also told in Matthew 16, verse 18, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, the church of God is built on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the rock of our salvation, and she can and will withstand any generational time, any attacks from the enemy, any forces of rebellion, any kind of rejection. She will stand. The church of God is not going anywhere. It makes me think of the song that we oftentimes sing. We haven't sang it in a while, but that's all right. It's still, we have sang it before. Oh, church of God, one body is, praise our God. One spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin. Oh, church of God, I love thy courts, thy mother of the free, the blessed home of all the saved. I dwell content in thee. He said, divinely built, divinely ruled. To God she does submit. His will, her law, his truth, her guide. Her path is glory lit. God sets her members each in place according to his will. Apostles, prophets, teachers all, his purpose to fulfill. In beauty stand, O church of God, with righteousness array. Put on thy strength and face thy foes with courage undismayed. That's what the church of God is all about. He said, O church of God, I love thy courts, thy mother of the free, thou blessed home of all the saved. I dwell content in thee. Are you content in the church of God? Praise our God. The church of God, as we said, is built on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the rock of our salvation. And yes, she will stand, withstand any generational time. She will stand any attacks from the enemy, any forces of rebellion, any kind of rejection, any apostasy. Why? Because the will of the Lord is going to be done regardless of what mankind does. What foundations was the psalmist alluding to? He was talking about the moral decay of our society today. You know, in our world today, we see the gradual erosion of ethical principles and values. We see breakdowns of trust, a decline in decency. Oh, we see it all around us, saints of God. A disregard for honesty, a disregard for integrity, a disregard for respect for others. Where our nation, America, now celebrates what God condemns. We celebrate the things that the Bible has condemned. We're attacking the institution of marriage between man and woman. When we see the White House draped in rainbow colors, when we hear of people who want the right to abort children, where lying has become part of the fabric of our culture. Oh, it's okay to lie. When we embrace lying as embellishment or a lack of true facts, or we resort to saying, I didn't lie, I just didn't tell you the whole story. That's the time in which we live, saints. Brother Maurice, on Wednesday night at Bible study, he read in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, and verse 11, these words. He said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. The word of God is letting us know here, because the evil work is not receiving the just reward for what they're doing, because our God is long-suffering. Mankind's heart is fully set in them to continue to repeat that evilness, to continue on doing what they are doing, because they have not suffered any consequences for their actions. That's why these children today, they say they're still in Kias. And then 2 days later, 3 days later, they're back out, and they're about stealing again, Kias again, running up and down the street, stealing. They're getting even more vicious with their crime. They're going up in people's yards and people's homes, when people are in sleeping at night. They showed it on the news the other night, and they're out there in their driveways looking in people's cars to see if they can steal things out of their car. That's the time in which we are living. Oh, but God's still on the throne.
Amen.
God is still on the throne. Sister Fran spoke and said, as a youngster, we were taught the word of God. We had to attend church services. We did not have a choice in the matter. I don't remember having one. Amen. But those values are deteriorating. Why? Because we've become a society that has forgotten God. We are a society that is on the brink of imploding within ourselves. Psalms 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Saints of God, our righteous living can lift up or prosper this country in which we are living. Why? Because we've been given instructions in the word of God. Look at what it says in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter in verse 7. These are the words that were given to Moses. He gave instruction to the children of Israel. He wanted them to take it to heart. He wanted them to know God's truth. He wanted them to share it with the next generation. And that's what we got to do, saints of God. We got to share this with the next generation, because we're seeing the generations right now, they're not embracing the word of God. Many of our young people, they're out on the ball fields on Sunday morning, and the parents are taking them there. That's what's happening. Our young people, they're out there playing soccer and playing all these things, and they're missing out on the truths of God's word. Many of them don't even know about Jesus. Many of them don't know about the plan of salvation. But look at what it says in Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently, he said, unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest. See, we have a responsibility to the next generation to teach them about God. We got a responsibility to share with them the good news about Jesus Christ. I know I hear people, and I've heard it said to me many times, well, Sister Renee, they're young. They've got all their life ahead. Not so. Not so in the world in which we are living right now. Many of them are not even reaching their 18th birthday. Many of them are not even reaching the time where they think that they can be emancipated from their parents. Oh, they're dying, saints of God. They're dying at the age of 14 and 15 years old. Many of them are out on the streets. They're out late nights and doing things that they ought not to be doing. Why? Because they've been allowed the freedom from their home. Their parents have been so lax in raising them that they allow the children to rule the home instead of the dad and mother. I thank God for the late Brother Lawrence and Sister D. They had 8 of us, and none of us ruled the house. Our parents ruled the house. Our parents were the ones that were in charge of us. Our parents were the ones that told us what time to get up and what time we go down to bed. We didn't stay out when the street lights were on. When the street lights are on, you better make sure you were making your way home or already had been there at home, because the next was going to be the rod of correction. Oh, I know, saints of God. I didn't hear many amens on that, but I know many of us in here right now, we all received the rod of correction. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the rod of correction.
Amen.
Because that's why we are the saints of God today. That's why we can live for Almighty God. That's why we are not living outside of the will of God. Praise our God. God has given us the word of God, and we've embraced it. The saints of God, when we came to the house of God, our parents brought us here. My parents at that time were not saved, but they got saved later on in life. But I remember they would drop us off. Since there were so many of us, we had like a station wagon. And then my eldest brother, Pierre, when he started driving, he would bring us to church. and they'd drop us off, and we'd come out like little soldiers coming to the house of the Lord. And we were here, and our parents weren't even here with us, but we obeyed.
Amen.
Amen. The saints of God. And why? Because almost everyone in the house of God, they believed in the rod of correction. Yes, my grandmother was here, and we had some aunts here and cousins here too, but there were a lot of other saints that were here, and they had their children here. But we came into the house of the Lord, and we respected the house of God. And that's why how we have to teach our children, saints of God. Teach them how they ought to obey themselves in the house of the Lord. Teach them that when they come to the house of the Lord, that they're coming to God's house. This is God's house. And how we are to reside here in God's house. Praise God. Oh, I thank God for the old paths.
Amen.
Thank God. That's what we read last Lord's Day. To give us the old paths. Go back there. Because we're seeing that the new way is not prosperous for mankind. Look at what's happening. Look at all the things, the turmoil that's in our land right now. Praise our God. When we claim to be of the body of Christ, sin does not rule in our lives. We've made a confession, and we are living for Almighty God. You say that you live for God, and I'm a child of God, and you've made a confession, and you're still living in sin, that you're living a lie. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2, verse 4, he said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's the word of God. You can't say, how I love Jesus, when you don't do what Jesus asked us to do. Jesus said in Luke 6, 46, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, our righteousness can have a profound impact upon this world. We can't wait and hope that we get a righteous ruler to lead us. All these politicians that are coming up, and you see on the, many of them have on the thing, God first, family next, and guns. This is the kind of society in which we're living in right now. When you walk up on someone's porch and they just shoot you through the door, or you turn around in their driveway and they shoot you from afar, and then they come and say, well, I feared for my life, when you weren't even close to them whatsoever. That's the time in which we are living. We've got to call upon Jesus. We've got to keep believing, saints of God. As we said, our righteousness can have a profound impact upon this world. We can't wait for someone to get in office to be a righteous ruler to lead us. But we must be the change. We must show this world and everyone that's around this house of God that we are true children of God. We've got to make our lives, make sure that our lives are spiritually strong in the Lord. We got to make sure we are studying and reading the word of God. We also have to make sure that our children's lives are spiritually strong too, that we are teaching them the things of Almighty God. I thank God even on Wednesday night when we heard little Infinity and she cried out and she started to cry afterwards. She said, thank you for praying for me. I thank God that the children, they know the value of prayer. I thank God even for little Tatum when he was down with his fever and we were there. It was Tuesday prayer meeting. I was missing out on Tuesday prayer meeting, but I knew I had to stay there with him. And he was there and he said, Nana, he said, can you ask him to pray for me? You didn't ask him to pray for me. I said, yes, I did. But he didn't hear his name. And then even in his sickness, he said, can you pray for my cousin Caleb in Georgia? And then when we were there and he was praying, and he heard Sister Blake praying and calling out his name, I looked at him, and I could see in his face, and he laid his head down. And then he was listening, and he said, you know, Nan, I didn't hear him call Caleb's name. And then Brother Marie started to pray, and he said, remember Tatum, cousin Caleb in Georgia. And then I looked over, and next thing I know, Tatum laid his head down, and he went off to sleep. He took comfort in knowing that the saints of God are praying for him. Saints of God, that's a comfort we all should be able to have. To know that the saints are living righteously. The saints are believing on the truth of God's word. that the saints of God, when they pray, you can feel the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man and know that it availeth much. You know, when the saints are praying for you, that God is going to intervene. God is going to work it out, and God is going to work it out to his glory and to his honor. Do you believe that? You may say, well, Sister Renee, there are still some saints that are sick. Yeah, but that didn't mean that God's not working it out. He might be working out something in them, but his grace, he said, is sufficient. Even if we're going through something, God's grace is there for you and I, and God can bring us through. Amen. We've got to keep believing Almighty God. We can't allow the world to have us to doubt when it comes to our Father, which is in heaven. Praise our God. I know our God is able. Oh, I've seen him work, saints of God. Seen him work in our lives. And I know I was sharing with the saints. Some may say, well, you know, you've been suffering with your foot. I shared with the saints downstairs. But I remember what Brother Byron said. This may be a thorn in the flesh for you, sis. And I said, even though my foot may be bothering me, there's some days I can't hardly walk on it. Oh, I truly thank God I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to praise God. I don't complain about it. Oh, someone may ask me, and I explain to them, yes, it's bothering me. Oh, it's giving me a lot of pain. Brother Tony said to me the other day, he said, is your foot bothering? I said, oh, yes, it's bothering me. But I went upstairs and got some anointment and doctored it up a little bit and put on some things on it and propped my foot up and allowed it to soothe a little bit and prayed to thank you, Lord. And next thing you know, I was able to lay and go to sleep. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Yes, our God is able. Keep on believing that God is able. Don't doubt God. When things get a little rough in your life, don't doubt God. Don't quit on God. Don't stay home on God. Don't say, well, you know, God, you didn't answer this prayer when I prayed to you, so I'm going to stay home. Why are you staying home? Do you think he's going to make him answer it any better because you stayed home? Are you powdered away like a child? No. Come and stand your ground in the Lord. Come to the altar and stand before Almighty God. Say to him, Lord, you said in your word. You promised me in your word. You said if I walked uprightly and I can, if I do what you say in your word, you said I can ask what I will and it shall be done. I've come to you, Lord. I'm asking you to heal my body. I'm asking you to bring me through because I know you are able. Oh, yeah, the doctors may go in and do many things. You may go in there. As Sister Fran shared with us the other night, she said, oh, the shot that they gave her is starting to wear off. Oh, but God hasn't wore off. She's still praising God. She's still lifting up Almighty God. Why? Because she knows her healing is in God. Praise our God. You can take all the Advil and Tylenol you want. If God doesn't want the headache to go away, it won't. Praise our God. But if you take it in faith and ask God to heal, God can heal through it. God can heal through anything, saints of God. Oh, the word of God is left on record for us. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, all of our hope is not lost this afternoon. We're not a hopeless child of God. Verse 1, praise our God. David said, in that 11th division of Psalms, verse 1, he said that he put his trust in the Lord. And saints, we've got to put our trust in God to be able to withstand the storms of life that are coming on all of us. And when we trust in the Lord, God is able to bring us through. He's able to bless us, saints of God. He's able to keep us even in the midst. Because our trust is in God, because we love him. In another division of Psalms, verse 71, verse 1 says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. We don't need to be put to confusion, saints of God. We don't need to be confused about the things that are going on. Because the same afflictions that are in the world are going to be in us, brethren. We may have heart attacks. We may have gout. We may have sore feet. We may have back problems. But that doesn't mean we quit on God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see that the times that we are in, the Bible describes them as the last days, or as Paul says in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. That perilous times are upon us. Oh, the perilousness of times are everywhere. You got to watch your children with laser vision, saints. You can't let them out your eyesight one moment. My, my, my. Somebody's always lurking around. The devil's always lurking around. He has folks where children are right now. If children are at the little bouncing park, the devil's right there with someone lurking around waiting for these children. My, my, my. I know our children, we want to give them a little bit of freedom, a little bit of out. But you can't give them freedom in this world. The devil is there waiting to pounce on top of them. But look at what Paul says. He said, these perilous things, he says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, meaning dangerous times. Not only dangerous because of all the gun violence and all the shooting, but the danger of the fact that there's such a falling away from righteousness, a falling away from living for the Lord. He said, for men shall be what? Lovers of their own selves. Are we seeing it now, right now? Covetous, boasters. You see, when men are lovers of themselves, they'll do anything and put others in danger too, because they could care less about anyone else. He said, covetous. They want everything. You think Sister mentioned last week when they had that sub that went down, submersive, I think it's called, and it went down. Many of them, they were lovers of their own selves. They were covetous. They wanted, we want to be the ones. We spent up all this money, all that money they spent to go underground. With an uncertainty, with this, whatever that little thing, that sub that they were in, when they could have given that money to the poor. They could have helped out several people who were behind in their mortgages and help them. That, but no, they rich people that don't have anything to do with their money, but to go in, and now they've perished and gone into eternity. Boasters. Proud. You see, these are things that we're seeing in our society today, amen? Blasphemers. They blaspheme against the things of God. And then we're seeing the disobedient to parents. Many of the children that are still in these Kias, the parents can't even rule them. They have meetings with the parents to try to come together, to have some kind of a meeting, a community thing. The parents can't even do anything with the children. I know Brother Tony always says to me, well, Sister Renee, they tell you you can't whip your children. Oh, yeah, you can whip them. Oh, they whipped us. I know we're in a different time right now. But, oh, you can whip them. I know I share this with you. I share this all the time. I've said this to people. You know, you on a Friday night, you have to give them a beat down, beat them down on Friday night, keep them in on Saturday and Sunday, and get them ready for school on Monday.
Amen.
Praise our God. God always has a ram in the bush. That's exactly what you have to do. You know, you want your children to be obedient to you. But he said disobedient to parents, unthankful. Are we living in an unthankful generation? We're living in an unholy time without natural affection, truce breakers. False accuser, oh my goodness, incontinent, from the White House all down, just out of control, fierce, despisers of those that are good saints of God. They're not going to like you and I. They're not going to like the word of God like this. They're not going to like you to tell them that what you're doing is outside of the will of God, that you can't live that life. Oh my, my, my. Thank God that people are standing up. Thank God I don't own a business today, because I have to stand true to God too. Wouldn't be making cakes for those that are not in the will of God. No, no, no. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. That's what's going on in our world today, saints of God, when the saints of God are scarcely saved. The Bible says, where will it be for the ungodly? And we're walking around here and we have a form, just a form of godliness, a form of it. That means that we, this formalism, we're just going through the motions. We're not even doing the things that we ought to be doing the right of God. We're in a lukewarm time. Those of us who are true to God's word, let us keep on believing what God has said in his word. Don't look around and see, oh, things look dim. Oh, it doesn't look like we're getting enough people. Oh, just keep on believing. God will answer prayers. Praise our God. We cannot fear the times that we're living in right now. You see, as certainly as God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, America is not going to escape God's judgment. I believe America is in judgment right now. We're going to have to stand, saints of God, and fight for what we believe in. How do we know that we have a sure salvation? We know through a changed walk. There's a personal relationship with Jesus. Turn back to 1 John, the 5th chapter. You see, the entire Bible stresses certainty and assurance for you and I. John, in our scripture reading, begins our journey to assurance with a foundational statement. Tells us in verse 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. You see, he tells us that belief in the identity of Jesus Christ is essential to us being saved. This is the bedrock of our salvation, saints. This is where our faith stands or our faith will fall. Everything begins and ends with whether or not that our faith is in Jesus and in him alone for our soul's salvation. Listen to what the Bible says in these scriptures here in Acts the 16th chapter and verse 31. It says, and they said unto him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And then we're told in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then in John 6:47, we are told, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And then Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter, in the 6th verse, look at what he tells us. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. And then in John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. You see, with all these scriptures, saints, in mind, there's a question we ought to ask ourselves. Have we reached out to Jesus in faith? Have we embraced the things of Almighty God? Or are we allowing the things in this life to turn us away from the truth of God's word, from what we know to be true? How are we allowing, when we're going through a little test of life, a little trial in our lives, are we turning away from God and saying, you know what, God, I tried your way, but it's not working for me. I tried to do what's right, but it's not working for me. Then where are you going to go? As Jesus asked, when Jesus asked the disciples the question, and he said to Peter and them, he said, will you go away also? And Peter said, well, where will we go, Lord? You know, you have the word. Where are you going to go if you turn away from God? The world cannot help you. The world cannot take you through things. He told us in Romans, the 8th chapter, and look at this in verse 18, what he says there. He says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. You think about that. He said, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory. The things that you and I are going through right now, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. They're not worthy of the things that's going to be revealed in us, the things that we're going to receive in Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, they're not worthy of it, saints of God. Don't let us get downtrodden because things are happening. Because we see things and we look around and we think, oh, well, Sister Renee, they're living better than what we're living. They have more than what I have. Yes, don't let your feet slip. Don't let your feet turn away from Almighty God. What are you saying? Turn with me to the 73rd division of Psalms. Just for a moment here. Praise our God. Praise our God. You It says there in verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. You know, saints of God, many times we've recognized the goodness of God when we're going through something. We will confess the goodness of God and say, you know, truly God is good. Isn't God good, Sister Blake? He's been good all the time. But then when we go through something, do we forget that goodness? The psalmist also said here, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. Steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious. See, this is what happened to him. He was envious at the foolish when I saw the what? Prosperity of the wicked. Don't look at what your neighbor's got over there going on. Don't look across the street and say, well, you know, I'm living for the Lord, but they've got yachts and boats and ski boats and all those kind of things. Thank God you just don't have the payment on them. Amen?
Amen.
He said, but there are no bands in their deaths, but their strength is firm. He said, they are not in trouble as other men. It appears that they're not. Neither are they plagued like other men. See, that's what you're seeing in your eye. This is what you're seeing with your eyes. He said, therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. But it's nothing but all sin. That's all they're wrapped up in, is a bunch of sin. He said, their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. See, they've got all the worldly fullness. They have everything in the world that you might want and the heart's desire. He said, they are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. Oh, they have an arrogance about them. Oh, I've done this. And they boast about all the things that they've done. And they don't give no glory to Almighty God. He said, they set their mouth against the heavens. And their tongue, look at it, what he says, walketh through the earth. He said, therefore his people return thither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. Oh, everybody, that means waters of a full cup, he said, are wrung out to them. He said, and they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. You think about it. Now listen to what the psalmist is saying. Yeah, they're prospering in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. He said, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. He said, if I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend against the generation of thy children. And then look what he said in verse 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into what? The sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein. Saints of God, there may be someone out there that has way more than what you have. They live like the devil. They curse. They take God's name in vain. They do all manner of evil. But look at what the psalmist says. He said when he went into the sanctuary of God, and he understood therein. He said, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with tares. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awaketh, thou shalt despise their enemy. Remember, the word of God says that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Don't look at the wicked man and say, oh, Sister Renee, he's prospering more than we. He's doing it. He's got more than what I got. No, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, keep your eyes on him. Allow him to guide you. Allow him to be your direction. Allow him to be the strength that you so desperately stand in need of. Praise our God. Oh, we all have gone through moments in life when things are a little overwhelming. But what are we trusting our soul to? Are we trusting it to Almighty God? Are we believing that God is able? Jesus said in the word of God, he told us, told mankind, you must be born again. We know that the new birth comes about through faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And knowing that we are born again, it's just like when you were born in your physical birth. How did you know for sure? We know we were born physically because we are alive, saints. We have a body. We can think, we can move, we can see, we can hear, we can taste, we can touch, we can smell. So therefore, we know that we are alive. If someone would come up to us and say, when were you born, we would tell them. We wouldn't say, well, I think I was born. No, you'd be able to tell them. I was born February 8, 1961. You wouldn't say, I hope I was born. Maybe I was born. I'm really not sure. No, we would tell them when the birth took place and maybe even tell them in the hospital. Yes, and we have a birth certificate to prove that we were born. Some may have baby pictures that go back, that were taken when they were small, to give evidence of it. So in the spiritual, it's a little different. We don't get a birth certificate to prove that we're saved. We don't get a birth certificate to prove that the new birth occurred. But our faith and our walk in God is what proves to mankind that we are truly a born-again child of God, that we're truly believing in all that God has in his eternal word. Because, see, if we got a certificate from the church that said I was born again, we would be looking at that certificate as the means to salvation. No, that means the salvation comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. You got to believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's what it said in our scripture reading. I knew when I started out, saints of God, we were not going to be able to finish this. But the word of God said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. See, we can have assurance of salvation, but we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We must believe that he died, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Saints, as we bring this message to a close, I trust that something has been said in this portion of the message, and God will bless to bring back the rest. But I thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for the spirit of God. Because as I said at the onset of this message, I've been burdened down for souls. Because every man has an opportunity to get saved. And that opportunity is when you hear the word of God. He said, the day if you will hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart. And for you and I, saints of God, we got to keep on believing. Don't resort back. Don't get out and don't think because of all the things that are going on that, you know, I can jump ship and I can try to come back to Almighty God. No. This is the time for you and I to stabilize. You know, they say they have stabilizers on ships and all those kind of things, and when they're going through the water, treading through the water, that it could stabilize that ship. This is time for you and I to get out our stabilizers. That is the word of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And rest and assurance of Almighty God that we are stable in our walk with him, that we are standing firm on the word of God. We're not allowing all the trials and tribulations of this life to get us off on all these things that are going on in this life. Saints of God, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Even if it, and we may not even get better, because he said in the word of God, it will wax worse and worse and worse. And we're seeing that it's happening right now. Challenges are coming to the church of God. Challenges are coming to the people of God. Even on their jobs, they're having things that they're going through. Why? Because the enemy is raging. The enemy is busy. But we've got to stand our ground in the Lord. We got to stand our ground in what God has said in the word. But make sure we have on the armor that we're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't allow the devil to come in and tell you something that's outside of God's will. Don't allow the devil to say to you, well, you know what? That Bible was written by men. No, you correct them. Holy men of God were moved as they were spoken to by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what the Bible is all about, the B-I-B-L-E. It's not just any old man that God was walking down the street and said, I want you to write Corinthians and I want you to write Galatians or Genesis or what. No, holy men of God. And that's the foundation we stand on, the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And as we stand on the word of God, we got to stand believing what thus saith the Lord. And saints, you know, it might get a little rough, even in our families. The Bible says that the enemy will be of our own household. And that may be even in our own families. Why? Because many of our family members are embracing the things of this world. Help us to stand in these evil days, Lord. Help us to be all that you've called us out to be. It's my prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Keep believing. Amen. We know that Jesus even told Peter that I have prayed for you that your faith fails not, because Jesus knew that Satan desired to have Peter to sift him as wheat. And Peter was not unique. The enemy is trying to sift everyone.
Yes, he is.
Particularly those who are in the household of faith.
Amen.
But if Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith fail not, then we know that it is important for us to keep believing. We have to keep believing. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him.
Amen.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. That diligently seek him means keep on. We've got to keep on believing. Keep on holding on to our faith. It was a faith that brought us to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our faith that will keep us with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We can't let go. Verse 6 said, don't let go of the rope.
Amen.
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 Amen. At one point, the pastor said in the message, the Lord, she was talking about Sister Francine, and said that the shot that she had that was helping with her pain is worn off. But the pastor said, the Lord hasn't worn off.
Amen.
The Lord hasn't worn off, that our faith can't wear off.
Amen. We
can't allow it
Amen.
To wear off.
Amen.
Amen. She also asked the question, are you content in the church of God? If you're not in the church of God, you can't possibly be content with your life.
Amen.
If you're not saved, you're not content in sin. You know, the enemy has many deceptions and will make a person think, oh, well, I'm happy. I'm satisfied. There is no contentment in sin.
Amen. Amen.
Because there is a terrible judgment coming
yes.
at the end of that.
Yes.
And if you are in the church of God and you're not content, you can't be content anywhere.
Amen.
Because there's certainly no contentment out in the world.
That's right.
There's no contentment outside of God. So if you profess that you are saved, if you profess that you're in the church of God and you're not content in Jesus, then you need to dig deeper.
Amen.
Because it's there. God has it for you.
Yes.
And you're living beneath your privilege if you're not content in the Lord. Amen. Keep believing. Amen. Keep on believing. God will answer your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that there's a song that says, keep on believing. God will answer prayer. Keep on believing. Never despair. Though you be heavy laden and burdened down with care, remember, God still loves you, and he answers prayer.
Amen.
Keep on believing.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Praise
what
God.
Shall we say? Number 308 in the worship of the Lord. 308, rescue the perishing.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the
message that was preached today was preached to those who don't know the Lord, those who are perishing. But we pray that someone who has professed to know the Lord, because the title of the message was Keep Believing, which presupposes that there was faith and belief to start with. We have to hold on to what we have.
Amen.
Enough to be able to tell someone else,
amen,
of a hope that we have in the Lord.
Amen.
To keep believing enough to go to someone who is perishing in sin and be able to tell them that there is a God in heaven,
amen,
who's able to save.
Amen.
Go to someone who is perishing to tell them that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. They don't have to perish. Amen. Let us so live. Let us so serve the Lord. Let us keep believing in the Lord in so much that we can offer him as a savior, as a rescuer for someone who doesn't know, for someone who's perishing in sin. Amen. The Lord will provide what we need.
Amen.
As that fourth verse says, to tell the poor wanderer that a savior has died. Praise our God. But we've got to keep believing. Our faith cannot fail.
Amen.
And the way that we show that our faith is not failing is to obey. To obey God's word in all things. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I want strength.
Amen.
To keep on living.
Amen.
Amen. So that someone else may know,
amen,
that God is real.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
our God. We thank God for the message today.
The Lord.
Amen. We look forward to the next part that the Lord will give us. That
thank
we might continue to believe. Keep believing. Praise God. Because we know that the enemy will try to bring in something that will hinder our faith. It will cause us to, as Peter was walking on the water, and he started to look around when the waves and the winds became boisterous.
And then he started to sing. There are things that are happening in our society, in our world today. Every day the news comes on and something else has happened.
Breaking news.
That's breaking news. And sometimes we have to say, Lord, I know I need to know what to pray for, but Lord, there's sometimes it's just too much, so I need to turn this off. And just keep my eyes on Jesus. My eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. But there are things that, well, this world is boisterous all around us.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And the politicians are doing one thing, and they're investigating, got clashing, dueling investigations, investigating one another, and Supreme Court is doing this thing, and someone else is doing that thing, and it's, if one can't get their way, they're going to hold up everything else. So that, but we see Jesus,
amen,
the author and finisher of our faith, who gave his life for us.
Amen.
So we have to keep on believing. Amen. Jesus did not waver even in the shadow of the cross.
Amen.
We can't waver even in the shadow of those things that we see happening all around us. Amen. So we're going to thank God for this message today.
Amen.
Which was given to strengthen us, to help us to be able to stand in this evil day. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear God, because, Lord, we know that you see and know things that are happening around, dear God. And Lord, when we go to you in prayer, Lord, we don't bow down and pray, Lord, you just don't know what's happening. So he knows everything.
Amen, amen.
And he is fully able,
amen,
if we will just stand true.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to be like Israel was when the unfaithful spies were sent out and they saw what was there. And the Lord had a plan, even as our lesson said, God, you had a plan, but Lord,
yes,
you wanted to see where their faith was.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Were they going to trust you and believe? Even the Lord, you wanted them to see those things,
mm-hmm,
but then to reckon, where is your faith? Now that you have seen what is there, are you going to believe me? Are you going to trust me? I've shown you what I can do. I've shown you what I've already done for you. Now, are you going to trust me and believe? And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, not to be like them. We know those things were written, Lord, for our learning. Lord, that we not fall into the same pitfalls and snares. Help us, Lord, not to look around, dear God, and say, but all this is happening and this is happening. But Lord, help us, Lord, to keep on believing, dear God, as you've instructed us in your word by your spirit. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, again, to hide your word in our hearts, Lord, that we not slip. Lord, we don't want our feet to even well nigh slip, dear God, even
my,
as the psalmist said. But, Lord, we want to stand in thee, Lord. We want to be, Lord, like that sixth chapter of Ephesians, Lord. Having done all, Lord, we want to stand, dear God, in thee. Having on your full armor, dear God.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to stand according to your word. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that was brought today. We heard our pastor say, Lord, you gave her your word, but Lord, she didn't, even as she stood before it, Lord, she didn't know exactly how you were going to bring it, dear God. But Lord, she stood trusting you, Lord, and believing, Lord, that what you had given her, Lord, you were able to deliver using her, Lord, as your vessel. And we thank you, Lord, Father, because she had to keep on believing to bring this message today. Father, we thank you, dear God, for bringing it through our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for touching her and giving her utterance, dear God, to give your word to us. And we thank you and pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to take your word, Lord, and stand with it. Lord, take your word, Lord, not being forgetful hearers, Lord, but truly doers of your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember our praised hands and our upraised hearts, dear Father. Lord, even as we say amen, dear God, to your word, dear Father. And we understand that the word amen is not just a word, dear God,
right,
but it's a condition of heart, dear
amen.
Father.
Amen.
Lord, we know we sing the song, my heart
says amen
to
your will.
Amen.
And so, Father, that is where our hearts are today, Lord.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to be ever doing, dear God, what you're calling for us to do. And, Father, if there are those, dear God, who are not yet saved, dear Father, we know, Lord, that the topic, the subject of the message was keep believing. If there are not yet those who have believed, dear God, Father, we're praying, Lord, that they would surrender, dear God, their heart to you. That they would believe with all of their heart that you are able to save them to the uttermost, dear Father. Lord, if they will just come diligently to you, dear God. Have your way, dear Father, in our hearts and in our minds, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that your mercy, Lord, would be poured out to those, dear God, who have not yet surrendered, Lord, but who are seeking, who are striving to enter in. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give them grace that they might enter in, dear God, and receive forgiveness of sins. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your word this day.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
May be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone who would like to express themselves regarding the word. Sister India. Sister, go ahead, Sister India. No, don't go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Ran out of your car, ran out of gas.
Yes.
Yes, he is real.
Mama.
Mm.
My, my, my.
Because that's just trying to mess up my job, mess up everything. And that's just the enemy. But my daughter, she said to me, she seen I was sad. And she said, Bobby, keep on going. You're doing the right thing. The bad lady needs a bad giving to her.
Praise the Lord.
I understand there's a care plan involved, but as me being the biggest thing that he said, and I'm from the Lord, if I see something and I can help it, that's what I do.
Bless the Lord.
So I just want to just put it on the altar, just put it in God's hands. I just want to just say thank you, God, for caring me.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. This is my time to go, but you still got me here. Everybody, I love y'all so much. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I know how blessed I am to be here.
Praise God. Praise God.
I know how blessed. There's so many other things that happened, but God knows all about it. But I just want to stand up in this house proudly and say thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me the church. Thank you for giving me the breath. Thank you for yesterday when I was eating something and I thought, I don't know why did I think this, but I thought maybe I was going to have a heart attack and I just said, God, please don't let down. Please don't let down. Please get me here. So I just want to say I'm proud. I just
want
to give God a round of applause.
Amen, amen. Bless God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Bless God.
Right. A moment like he convicts me every day, every moment, every, I mean, like, it's just like, he convicts me. I know what to do and I know what not to do. And I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
For getting with this room. Thank
Praise.
You for getting with the church and thank you for holding on to me.
Praise our God.
And directing me, chastising me. Thank you.
Praise God.
Because if you didn't do it, I wouldn't be.
Lord,
thank
bless.
You, Lord.
Lord bless.
Lord
you.
Bless. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister India. Praise our God.
Amen.
Lord bless. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Yes, yeah, Sister Carol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Precious word this morning.
Amen.
Give God the praise and the glory. Feeling better today, and little things have changed, but the Lord knows.
Amen.
Just continue to remember me in prayer.
Amen. We will. Amen. Amen. Yes, we will. Amen. I'll talk to you when service is over.
All right.
Amen.
This is Sister Holmes, and in the rod of correction is the word of God, because I did not know at first, but I have stayed with the word of God, and I have been corrected, and that's why I say, seek ye first the word of God. And it guides you through the whatever you have to go through. And you look to him.
Amen. 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 Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every word that he ever spoke is true.
Amen.
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 Praise our God. Our meditation for today is Psalms 53:1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. My Lord, that first part is, so the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We are living witnesses.
Yes.
Not only is there a God, but he is with us. His spirit was with us, as we promised in John. He's with you and shall be in you. And it's his desire to dwell in us.
Yes.
Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. This Wednesday will be the first Wednesday of the month. I believe that will be the 5th. That will be the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring a scripture or testimony to share. Also, there's an announcement that Brother Maurice gave me. It's not printed in the bulletin, but trustee and finance committee meeting following morning service today. Following morning service, trustee and finance committee meeting over in the prayer room today. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your telephones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy belated birthday blessings this week, Mr. Joby McElroy, July 1st, and Minister Alan Scott, July 7th. Our thought for today, COFFEE, Christ offers forgiveness for everyone, everywhere. Amen. Amen.
Saints of God, I just want to say this to you. As you know, we're on baby watch. And so I have asked the Lord, Brother Alan Scott, Sister Blake, and Brother Byron are all on guard or on notice. So we want you praying for them so that they'll be ready, because if, you know, things happen, then I will have to be taking care of the two while Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria will be there. So just remember us much in prayer. Remember them most of all, that they will, you know, God will bless them. They've been on call, so they're on call. They have to be ready, as we are. So just remember them much in prayer. Remember us, too. Thank God for all the saints of God.
Okay.
Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Todd, shall we stand?
Bless the Lord. Praise our God.
You know, the family of God is so good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The family of God is
Amen.
So good.
Amen. Yes,
it is. We're having a baby.
Yes.
We're having a baby. Amen.
Amen.
That's, oh my. Praise our God.
Exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah, when there's a newborn babe in Christ, that's exciting. When there's an actual literal newborn baby, that's exciting also. Amen. And so we thank God for the joy and happiness, amen, that we have being in the family of God. Amen. Sister Lawrence, would you step to the microphone to dismiss us with prayer? I'm saying that because of the ones who are on the phone.
Yeah.
And the air conditioner is going on, and they, it's hard for them to hear. That's why, for even for prayer requests, I'll repeat what's being said.
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Heavenly Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you've already done for us, dear Heavenly Father. You rose us up this morning, dear Heavenly Father, into a a brand new day that you set aside.
Amen.
And bless us, dear Heavenly Father, with a roof over our head, a home, clothing, food, transportation.
Yes. Yes.
And you brought us out to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Those that came out for Sunday school services, then you blessed them into church service. And we thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father, this beautiful day that you set aside. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you allowed us to rest, even with the storms that you brought, dear Heavenly Father. You still allowed us to rest and be on time for services this morning. We thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. There's many prayers that lift up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre with this new baby. And Lord, as we all sit with anticipation and waiting, dear Heavenly Father, for this newborn baby to come, we just ask that you would bless them and be with them and bless all the ministers that's going to be standing in for Minister Jenkins, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Blake, Brother Byron, Brother Allen, and any others that I've forgotten, dear Heavenly Father, that you will prepare them, dear Heavenly Father. And also prepare Minister Jenkins, because she's going to have her hands full, dear Heavenly Father. Three boys, bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Whew. Just be with them in their home in the night when she's just asleep at night with the two boys and Brother DeAndre's working. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, with your arms of protection around them in the name of Jesus. And also remembering, dear Heavenly Father, as I continue to pray, thank you for Sister India being in the house of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for how you bless Sister India and bless Praise Infinity. I want to make sure I say her name, Infinity.
Yes.
Lord, we heard her the same day after surgery, dear Heavenly
thank
Father.
You,
and she was talking clear, and she said, thank you, Lord, for touching my body.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for answering prayers in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you for your extended love unto Sister India when she was on the side of the road.
Yes.
That you impressed upon this person, dear Heavenly Father, to stop and take her to the filling station, and your protection
you,
being in this person's car, taking her to the filling station, and your protection bringing her back to fill up her car and send her on to her job, dear Heavenly Father.
My.
Thank you in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for our God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And as I continue to pray, remember Brother Byron and his wife Judy while they're away for a little vacation and a little rest, dear Heavenly Father, that you will bless them while they're there. And when they prepare to come back home, that you will bless them to be able to come back home according to your will, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Remember us as we go throughout the week that, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the bereaved family that lost a loved one, the McRoys, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them in a very special way. We've all been in that position and been in that place, dear Heavenly Father. Comfort them as no man can, dear Heavenly Father, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Now, as we get prepared to leave here today and depart from here, dear Heavenly Father, we're going to take the word with us. We're not leaving the word here. We're going to take it with us, dear Heavenly Father, because I found myself in this message, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. I never get tired of hearing your word. I don't care if it's said over and over again. It's for a reason. We're living in a perilous times, dear Heavenly Father. So help us to take this word with us as we leave here, because as Minister Jenkins already preached, this world is lost.
Yes.
America has forgotten you, dear Heavenly Father, and it is going down fast. So we need to keep our eyes on the prize. That's you, dear Heavenly Father. And wear this world as a loose garment. In the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. So we just ask in the name of Jesus that you go with us and make sure that our eyes see red is red and green is green, dear Heavenly Father. Bless all that have come far and near, that you have blessed with transportation going back home, husbands and wives to their homes and single folks to their homes, and bless the transportation, dear Heavenly Father. And all said and done today, oh Father, is you're worthy of all our praises, glory, and honor. That is due you, dear Heavenly Father. In Christ Jesus' name I pray and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes. Beautiful prayer.
Amen. Yes. Lord.
Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, just our home.
Amen.
Okay.